Good morning. Welcome into our prayer time here at WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. And we are working, counting down toward the end of the month of May. We're not that far away from it, I guess. We're on the downward slide, as it were. And vacation times are coming for many and that sort of thing. Well, we wish you the best. Glad to know that. If you have church news for us or community news for us or any kind of news for us, send it to us by way of our internet site, our website. Go to whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org, and you can give us your information by email. And we are most grateful for it because that means we get to serve the public by putting the information out there. In any given year, we probably put out, 1,500, 2,000, maybe even more, messages of information about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your church. Oftentimes, in the book of Proverbs, we read about the slothful or lazy person. And I'm always leery of that, because I certainly don't want to be in that category of slothful or lazy. I don't think anybody wants to be in that category, but there are obviously some slothful folks out there. Proverbs 15:19 puts it this way: "The way of the slothful man is as an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain." Get the idea? Well, you should. The idea is that if we are lazy, we create for ourselves and for those around us an absolute difficult path. A hedge of thorns was set up to corral things and keep things out of certain areas. And so instead of putting up a fence, they would put up, they would grow thorns in a row, and became a hedge of thorns. And that way they didn't have to put up a fence. They would just put up these thorny bushes, and the animals or the people would have a hard time getting through them. Now, it wasn't impossible to get through them, but you paid a price when you went through them because you would get torn by the thorns. So the thinking and attitude of a lazy person or a slothful person creates a rough and painful pathway. It's as if their entire path is filled with these thorny bushes. They imagine every sort of evil about to befall them, and if they go to work, then they're going to have problems. They have no heart for work. And so they use every excuse that the mind can imagine not to work. The person is like the cloud without rain or the vine without fruit. Life is a dark and gloomy drudgery filled with complaints against God and against man, because they have to go out and they have to work to earn a living so that they can survive. What a silly way to live, and a sinful way to live. But there's the contrast. The way of the righteous is made plain. In contrast, the person that sees and approaches life with a correct understanding and a correct outlook, that means they believe that God created us, giving the privilege and honor to live in His creation. God created us to work. God gives us mind and health to labor. If we have the correct outlook, the correct understanding, then we'll approach each day with a righteous attitude of how best to accomplish whatever labor is necessary for the events of the day. This person finds their pathway filled with flowers and delicious fruit that refresh and rejoice the soul. They enter the day with a song. They approach the night with a sense of fulfillment and contentment because of their labor in the day. You see, a person who is industrious is a contented person, or more likely to be contented than someone who is a procrastinator and one that refuses to do the work that's required of them. And it's not an individual necessarily requiring them to work, but it's just life itself requiring labor. God needs to help us to understand the great truth that God created us to work. It gives our soul contentment, and it gives us fulfillment from the rewards of our work. Although the physical body may grow weary from labor, the soul and spirit remain refreshed and joyful. As the Word of God says, "For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, and happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." There is no need, there is absolutely no need, none whatsoever, to be slothful in the work that the Lord has set for us to do. None whatsoever. Let's go to prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunities that you give us day to day, moment by moment, hour by hour. You have blessed us with spiritual blessings on high, and we thank you for those spiritual blessings. We thank you for what you've given us, and we thank you for the work that you give us to do, and for the fulfillment that we have in doing that work that you've laid before us. We thank you that not only is there work to be done, but there is joy in the labor. Help us not to be slothful. Help us to be industrious in what you would have us to do, and give us the work to do that you would want us to do. And then give us the strength to do it and the wisdom to do it. And we thank you for that. Father, I pray that you would work in my heart today and the hearts of these who listen, that we would be strengthened in your work. We would be doing your bidding today, that your blessing would be upon us. I pray for these that we've been asked to pray for, Lord. Their needs are many and varied. They stretch all over. And we ask you to meet their needs. We ask you to do for them what needs to be done. And I pray, Lord, that you would use WHCB in the lives of these folks and whatever their needs are and ever how we can help them. And Lord, I pray that you would make provision for their material needs, just as I pray that you would make provision for the bills and the invoices and the things we have to pay here at the radio station. And I thank you for that. I thank you for meeting the needs of all of us. And we know that you are in charge. And we acquiesce to you with no restrictions whatsoever, no reservations. We want you to use us for your honor and glory today. And we thank you in the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior and our soon coming King. Amen and amen.